Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at a quirk in the immigration rules and how they're handled here in Nevada. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is John Pelzer. He's from the Washoe County District Attorney's Office.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Bill Uffelman, Howard Rosenberg, and Martha Gould. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Oh, I've heard some good things about them.
You bet. Employee background check, safety training, claim seminars. Oh, here's a great part. If you have an issue, they work for you, not against you.
Well, sounds perfect. And expensive.
Well, that's the best part. They saved me 25%, and I've heard they saved more for others.
Works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the crossroads of Western States distribution. From here at the USA Parkway Interchange, drivers can reach most locations in the Western region in one day or less. TRI also provides rail service on Union Pacific Rail Main Line and from the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Rail Companies. And with only a 15-minute drive to the Reno Tahoe International Airport, this makes TRI the crossroads of Western States distribution. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome to the program for the first time John Pelzer. He is Assistant District Attorney for Washoe County. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
A lot of discussion over, the last 30 years now, since President Reagan's immigration reform bill was passed in 1986. And you've come up with some interesting aspects of things going on right now, not in the broadest sense of immigration, but things that are happening certainly in Washoe County and I'm presuming in Clark County as well, where there's an anomaly, and that's the granting of probation to people illegally here who have committed felonies. Explain a little bit more about that, if you would.
Well, it's been something that I've taken issue with for quite a while, and really what has happened is you have kind of a clashing. You have people who have committed felonies who are illegally in the state, and they're granted probation, and it's raised a number of questions. Victims look at me saying, I'm not quite sure why this is so. He's not here legally, he's committed a felony, and he has been granted probation. Why wasn't he deported? And that brings in discussions where I almost feel awkward in the sense that they maybe perceive that I'm defending maybe federal law and that I'm defending state law, because it's very likely that that person was convicted of what's called a Category E felony, which is mandatory probation. And it may also be that person, while committing a felony, did not commit a crime that the federal government will take action and begin the deportation process. So that person receives a probationary status and in a sense, is better off than somebody who is illegally here, who has obeyed the law. Because they can say, well, they know I'm here. Here's my card. Here's my probation officer. And that's awkward, in a sense, because want to go on and on, but it also creates questions saying, well, how is that person allowed every day to illegally be here? How is that person allowed to be employed?
Well, I remember years and years ago that You know, you had the Internal Revenue Service and the Immigration Service were not talking to each other. And so somebody who was working, paying money in taxes, which obviously carries on today, even maybe not under a real Social Security number, but under a fake Social Security number. But there was a way for people to be picked up by the system, but it just wasn't happening because of government cooperation. Is that a similar situation here?
Well, up until fairly recently, there used to be a representative of Immigration, ICE, at the Washoe County Jail. So when somebody was booked, there would be a screening to see is this person a citizen or not. And that has become more sporadic. So what we found recently is that you have people that are kind of slipping through, so to speak. They're not being noticed by ICE. So as an office, what we have begun is a process by which if you have reason to believe that somebody is not legally in the country, for example, it says right in the paperwork, they're not a citizen. We bring that to the attention of ICE. What they do is up to them. But, you know, we have had to create that cooperation in providing that type of notice. And so from that perspective, we've taken some steps to keep them from slipping through the cracks, so to speak, at least so that they're brought to somebody's attention and they can make a decision what to do.
You know, what if a person is in the United States, undocumented or illegal, they commit a strong-arm robbery or mm-hmm. a murder, and to escape justice, they hightail it back to Mexico.
Right.
Now, why is Mexico so uncooperative with the United States of bringing that person back to face justice in Washoe County?
I don't know if I can explain why as much as I can just tell you that is absolutely true. What we have to do, when somebody has committed a crime that could potentially carry a death penalty or life imprisonment without the possibility of parole, if that person is a citizen of Mexico and they have made it back across the border and we find them and we want to have them extradited, we have to, in writing, commit that we will not seek the death penalty, or we will not seek life with the possibility of no parole, in order for them to start the process of returning that person to our community. There are other things that we have to do, such as convince them that we actually have a viable case and that this is a person that warrants being extradited. So that's very frustrating because our office, Mr. Gamick, has been adamant from day one, I am not going to cut that deal with Mexico. I am not going to agree not to seek the death penalty or to seek life or not seek life without the possibility of parole when that punishment should be considered by the court or members of our community. Clark County has taken the same position. They will not negotiate. So we end up in kind of a stalemate where our warrant remains active. The person is pretty much immune when they're in Mexico, but if they return, they would be, and they would come into the system by arrest, would be prosecuted. It's kind of a banishment.
But we're not going over the border to go grab them and bring them back.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's very different if one of our citizens commits a crime in the United States and tries to become a fugitive. And by going to Mexico, if that person is apprehended by the authorities in Mexico, I'm not going to be, I don't want to, there's nothing funny about this, but I mean, they're almost throwing him across the border, saying he's yours.
And would Darren Mack be a good example of that?
Absolutely. And that was, it was kind of unusual with Darren Mack because there was some confusion about that there was a negotiation of the death penalty or life without the possibility of parole, when it couldn't be further from the truth. Because as a United States citizen, Mexico didn't care if we sought the death penalty or life without the possibility because he wasn't one of their citizens. They would return him without any question.
All right, let's take a break. More on this fascinating subject with John Helzer when we return.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Are you tired of check cashing fees? Bounce checks and overdraft fees driving you crazy? Introducing the AccountNow prepaid Visa card. AccountNow provides the perfect alternative to a checking account without the hassles and hidden overdraft or bounce check fees.
Before I found AccountNow, payday was a major hassle.
With AccountNow, I don't have to worry about overdraft fees.
With 100% approval and no credit check, call AccountNow today.
Call 1-800-794-3971. The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for food, fun, friends, hot slots, and video poker. Join the best slot club in town, the Conductor's Club at the Tamarack Junction, where you can earn free play and comp dollars on over 450 of the latest state-of-the-art slots and video poker machines. Play your favorite games and win cash, comps, free play, and other great prizes. The Tamarack Junction, where locals meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. Yeah.
The Nevada Beer Wholesalers encourages the responsible consumption of beer. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association are sponsors and participants in many community-based efforts such as school education programs, safe ride home, recycling programs, alcohol-free after-prom and graduation parties, safe boating campaigns, and designated driver programs. They are family-owned businesses employing 2,000 Nevadans. They also collect and pay the state excise tax. The Nevada Beer Wholesalers Association, delivering more than just beer.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We're talking immigration inequities with John Heltzer, Assistant District Attorney with Washoe County. The inequity here is that if you have somebody who's an illegal alien and they're put on probation for a felony, they are presumed to have the right to work, correct?
Well, it certainly would be understandable that the person illegally here believes that. But that's the question, is can the state, by granting probation, somehow legitimize their employment? Are they telling the employer that he's illegally here and they may be at risk for employing him? I've never heard of that. So they're creating this kind of a, for lack of a better term, we just do it, we don't discuss it.
But don't they still need the paperwork?
As far as employment?
Yeah.
I don't know. Because as soon as they are placed on probation, they really become, under the state system, under their supervision, their responsibility. So there's no follow-up from my office. My question has always been, one of the main tenets of being on probation, one of the main requirements, is that you must obey the law of the land. Well, on a daily basis, they're violating the law by their presence. And when they're employed, they're also violating the law by being employed while illegally here. Yet those violations of law are not used as a basis to revoke probation.
Okay, but one thing that confuses me here is that if you're put on probation for a crime, mm-hmm. many times they say you have to get a job.
Right.
And so if you're from Mexico and here illegally, you get put on probation, you have to get a job. How do you get a job sometimes in this economy, you know, when so many law-abiding U.S. citizens can't find work?
I don't know, but I don't mean to redirect your question, but I thought where you were going to go is how can that be required when in fact they cannot do so legally? And I find that fascinating. I don't understand how they can apparently ratify employment that is otherwise illegal. My question is what if the employer is now subject to scrutiny because he's employing this individual? Does he receive immunity for that employment because the state has required this individual to seek employment? It raises a whole group of questions, which, to be quite candid, should be avoided. You know, you have state laws that mandate probation. You have federal guidelines that result in certain people who commit crimes not being subject to deportation. And if you see that, there actually becomes a knowledge of where you are kind of safe in a sense, even if you've committed a crime, because you're going to be placed on probation and you're going to be given some legitimacy by being required to work and being able to tell people, I'm known to be here, I'm on probation. It just seems inherently unfair that a person who, take a husband and wife who are here illegally, and I don't want to get into the broader question of what should be done about that, but the realities are they're here and they've obeyed the law. And in a way, they're in a worse situation because they live under the fear of being deported, while a person who's committed a felony is secure.
By the way, this is the first time we've ever had a guest actually redirect her question, so I just wanted to point you out. No, just joking. All right, so in the bigger picture, what, you know, you're coming out with this now. What would you like to see done?
You know, I think there has to be some discussion at a state level saying, you know, we have certain laws, Category E felonies that are mandatory probation. I think that needs to be reexamined in a sense of should that be the case when somebody is not legally here, because it is inconsistent with to place somebody. It's irrational to place somebody on probation that's illegally here and say not go violate the law on a daily basis. I think there has to be some serious dialogue with the federal government and saying you really need to start considering a deportation of people who commit crimes in our community because they're inconsistent. They may take years before they actually notice somebody. I gave you an example, earlier about a young man, 19, armed robbery, lived here his entire life. He was granted probation. He was illegally here. Gone to our high schools, gone to, continuing education, and upon conviction for armed robbery, was granted probation, completed probation. Nobody ever paid attention to him until he left for a funeral and was trying to cross the border, was taken into custody, and now he is formally deported. Wouldn't that have been better for everyone had that occurred right at the time that he was convicted? Justice denied is often referred to, but any kind of delay in a process, I think, causes problems, be it deportation or some kind of assertion of rights. They shouldn't be things that just languish. There needs to be dialogue about what are we going to do, when are we going to do it, and how do we make the federal system and the state system kind of geared towards accomplishing that common ground of saying somebody who commits a felony in our country who is illegally here should no longer reside here.
Okay, so if someone commits a felony, a Mexican citizen commits a felony in the United States, he hightails it back to Mexico, you can't get him. What if a U.S. citizen commits a felony in Mexico and hightails it back to the U.S.? Is there cooperation there where the U.S. authorities will bring that, take that, let the Mexican authorities?
About 15 seconds.
I'll be very quick. I honestly don't know to what degree, because that is clearly the ground of the Department of Justice and the federal prosecutors. But there is cooperation both ways. It is at that level that you receive cooperation both from Mexico and from the United States.
All right. Well, we'll talk to our congressional delegation as they come on the program in the coming weeks and see if we can get some response. Thank you so much for being here. Fascinating topic. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. Technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
It's the Super September Savings event this month at JM Furniture. Save $150 on this 52-inch entertainment console at just $399. Or this glider rocker at $399 and matching ottoman at just $99. Or how about these his and hers recliners at $499 and $399? Save up to $150 on these solid hardwood five-piece dining sets. And save $200 on this chocolate corduroy microfiber sectional. Don't miss the Super September Savings all this month at JM Furniture.
Do you suffer from knee pain? Are you having trouble finding a physician that understands how to treat your knee condition? The Osteoarthritis Centers of America are now accepting new patients for their FDA-approved non-surgical treatment. Most major insurances are accepted, including Medicare. The first 30 callers will receive a free knee consultation. So call 1-877-999-KNEE today and be one of the first 30 callers. Call 1-877-999-KNEE today.
Are you into exotic animals? How about colorful saltwater fish and reptiles? At Sierra Aquatics, we have what you need and so much more. Sierra Aquatics has more reptiles and fish in stock than anyone in Northern Nevada. Plus, they have all the supplies that you need to keep your furry and not-so-furry friends happy. If water gardens and ponds are your thing, Sierra Aquatics has a huge selection of supplies and starter kits to get your watery landscape going today. So stop by and see our newly expanded facility at Sierra Aquatics in the Costco Shopping Center on Plum Lane in Reno.
This interview segment is sponsored by the Nevada Motor Transport Association. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
We have a great Power Pundit panel, as always. Should be rather lively, to say the least. Howard Rosenberg is here, professor of art and former regent, is at the University of Nevada. Martha Gould is community activist, and Bill Uffelman is the president of the Nevada Bankers Association. Pleasure to have you all here. Well, no surprise, Senator Reid defends President Obama's tax plan. Senator Heller criticizes it. The president wants to cut the deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade, wants to have $2 in cuts for every dollar in new revenue. Your thoughts on where we are in terms of this plan and politics and elections?
And you're asking someone who's an expert on all of these areas. Sam, you don't start with me. Talk to people who know what they're talking about. I don't know a damn thing about taxes.
You spent 12 years on the Board of Regents. You know as much as anyone.
Sam, you're bent and determined to get me thrown off a cliff, aren't you?
Well, at least not off the board.
Let me put it to you this way. Everyone should have to pay proper taxes. I'm not saying no. There has to be a way of determining how that's done. I don't know if President Obama's plan is better than President Reagan's plan. I don't know any of that stuff. All I know is I sit in the university and I watch kids really having a problem. They can't find jobs. If they can't find jobs, how are they going to pay taxes? So that it would seem to me that the wise place to start was way, way down at the bottom. So the people first make a good living wage, then they can afford to pay taxes.
But you're also seeing the highest enrollment at the university, despite the fact that the fees are up.
I wonder whether or not that's because people want to come to the university, I hope so, or because they have no place else to go. That scares the living daylights out of me. When a kid comes out of high school, there's one thing he's familiar with, school. So that to come to the university, well, it's just more school. They don't realize that this is a different place and a different turning point in their lives. That's rough.
Bill, your thoughts?
Well, I think the president's tax plan, unfortunately, I think, and he said it's in the math. Well, if you do the math, unless you're going to dramatically raise the percentage rate that higher income taxpayers are going to pay, that his math isn't going to work out. There's not enough money there to extract. I'll go with the class warfare, the class of taxpayer warfare. When you delve down into the figures, the numbers aren't as portrayed, at least in the president's speech. With respect to older students returning, I started out at the University of Washington a long, long time ago. I joined the Marine Corps for 4 years, came back to the University of Delaware, and literally did 3.5 years of school in about 2.5 years.
Because you wanted to be there.
I had a lot of incentive. My wife was standing there jabbing me in the back saying, get with it. And then I went to law school. And I guess I'm a productive citizen today because of all of that. Older students who return, if they come back because they see that's how they're in fact going to improve themselves, make lemons or lemonade out of lemons. If it in fact moves them along and makes them better, go for it.
Martha?
Okay. I'm no genius when it comes to taxes, and I haven't read completely. I may never be able to get through it. President Obama's jobs bill and tax reform. But I do think that it's time, not only at the national level, but at the state level, to take a long, hard look at the tax structure that we have in this country and this state. You know, it was Justice Holmes who said that the price of living, or the cost of living in a civilized society, is taxes. If we want to live in a civilized taxes, then we're all going to have to pay something. And I do think there are terrible inequities in the current tax structure, and I'm not a friend of the IRS, believe me. But what bothers me more than anything else is the lack of civility, and because the current Republicans in Congress have made no bones about the fact that they are more interested in seeing that President Obama is a one-term president than addressing the really crying problems that we're facing. We are rebuilding the world, and we're letting our country become a banana republic.
Well, you look at these tax plans and the debt ceilings plans, and they're 10-year plans, and the people are making the plans right now. They're not going to be around in 10 years, so this
and
is never going to get done.
And the other thing is that when you do strategic planning, you don't go out 10 years. You can think in long-term solutions in short-term, but no strategic plan is ever set in concrete because things change, and administrations change, and people change. So when you talk about, whoopee-wow, we're going to do this for 10 years, I say, lots of luck.
Look what happened to China and Russia. They have five-year plans.
No money in communism.
And, you know, there's an interesting problem with China, because some industries are saying they're going to move back to this country because what's happening in China is lack of regulation and shoddy products. Hello?
Just about 30 seconds left, so about 10 seconds each. The official end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I have no problem with it.
Martha?
Long overdue.
Howard?
I'm slightly biased, but it's damned about time.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Let's face it. When a forklift is moving around the warehouse, a garage door can get in the way. And the same thing can happen at your home. Who to call? Thompson Garage Doors. At Thompson, we service all kinds of garage doors and openers. And because our service fleet is radio dispatched, you can count on Thompson to get there as quickly as possible. So when you have a problem with your garage door, call the experts you can trust. Thompson Garage Doors.
The Eldorado, there's a little bit of magic in everything we do. It's that special something. Call it what you want, but know we do it just for you. Spintastic. Play through September 26th for a chance at 10,000 cash each spin.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Do you suffer from arthritis pain? There's a research study in your area for people with arthritis who are also at risk for heart disease. Participants receive study-related medical care, checkups, and arthritis medication, all at no cost. You must have had arthritis for at least 6 months and take medication daily or most of the time. You must also have or be at risk for heart disease. Call 1-877-865-0001 or visit arthritisheartstudy.com today.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. Also, while you're on our website, check out the blogs and also Nevada News Channel with great stories from our Samantha Stone.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is Howard Stutz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, noted gaming writer.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.